Okay, it's telling me I'm live now. Welcome to the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Faith, and I am excited to be with you on the last fifth Wednesday of 2017. It is November 29th, and the time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm excited about tonight's show because it's all about empowering you to live the triumphant life. And I have a special guest that is right now live in the Empowerment Studios, and she's in queue. What I'm trying to do right now is get her in onto Facebook Live. I had some technical issues with my Facebook Live like page, which is Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. Now I'm on my Facebook Live personal page, which is DRLFH. It's just my initials. So if you are listening online, I want you to join me on my personal page, facebook.com/DRLFH. And very shortly, we are going to be joined with the strategy lady herself. She's in the Empowerment Studio. She's in queue. And she's waiting to be brought on to give you guys some strategies. This is a podcast. So what does that mean? There's a variety of different ways that you could hear tonight's episode. Number one, I'm joined with Facebook Live. So I am going live where you could see me in person. And my goal tonight is that you see my guests. So we'll see how that works out. And then also you could go online, blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris. There you could also listen and live to tonight's podcast. It's a 30-minute podcast, but it is loaded with information tonight. So I know I have Adrian on cue right now. I just want to share with you all and just give you some shout-outs. I know we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and you had time to spend with your family and friends, but I just want to let you know tonight that I'm very thankful for you. I'm thankful for my listeners tonight. I'm thankful that you guys join me every fifth Wednesday to make this happen. This is year six, and I believe that it's going strong. Actually, it's year seven, and it's going stronger, and it's getting better and better each year with time, because I bring to this Triumphant Living broadcast who I believe would really help you guys, my listeners, experience triumph professionally, in business, in your career, your personal lives, in relationships, in love. I try to bring a wealth of individuals that can share the knowledge and information with you. So thank you for taking this seven-year journey with me. I'm excited to see what's ahead in 2018 in year eight. I do have some listeners that I want to shout out in the U.S., in the U.K. I have some people in the Philippines and Africa. Hello, guys, that listen on this Wednesday at 6:30. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly do appreciate you. As I work on getting the strategy lady in queue here, do know that you could go to our professional pages, and you can most definitely give a quick like, and then you could also retweet with us. I'm getting tongue twisted here. Retweet with us some good information that you've heard and to share with your followers and listeners. Help us spread the message of triumph. So go to several pages. The first is our Twitter and Facebook, LFH Radio Show. One word, LFH Radio Show. That's Twitter and Facebook, LFH Radio Show. And again, you know my personal page, Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, on Facebook Live. So I want you all to continue to follow the work because, again, 2018 is going to be awesome. So I know Adrienne is in queue, so let me tell you a little bit about her before I bring her on. And Adrienne, I know you're listening tonight, so if you are on your laptop, join me at facebook.com/DLRFH, Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, DRLFH. And that way we can talk to our listeners who are listening to us tonight, and you can engage in conversation with her. So be sure that you log in and join me live there. We would love to hear with you. Okay, so Adrian, you are here. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let me see how I can bring you in. I don't see the option to bring you in. It's all good. But, guys, if you're here, Adrian is going to be right here with you, and hopefully you guys could hear her through our radio podcast here. So Adrian is the owner and CEO of Hunt's Business Solutions. It provides simple solutions that work. Hunt's Business Solutions was established in 2009. Been some time now, and I've known Adrian longer than 2009. That's awesome. Hunt's Business Solution provides strategy sessions, coaching programs, and professional products designed to cultivate a strategic mindset necessary to experience success. So tonight, Adrian will share unique strategies with you guys that are watching on Facebook Live and listening to the podcast that will empower you, if you're an entrepreneur, a business professional, to build thriving businesses that will have a positive impact on families and our communities. Now, I have a special treat for you guys tonight, and our listening audience will be able to win a free strategy session with the strategy lady herself, Adrian Jenkins Hunt. So, guys, you want to listen up for your opportunity to win this strategy session. So without further ado, guys, help me welcome, if you can't hear it, I have some applause going. Adrian Hunt. Hi, Adrian Hunt. How are you on today?
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me live tonight and our guest tonight to share some strategic strategies to help us better prepare to win in 2018.
I am just so excited to be here, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to come before your listeners. I'm really excited about helping us end the year strong and then just come out in 2018 with more triumph and success than we've ever had. So thank you.
Awesome, awesome. You are so more than welcome. Guys, if you're on Facebook Live, give me a like or a smiley face if you could hear our guest on the phone. So somebody talk to me via Facebook. You thumbs up, you're hearing Adrian? All right, wonderful. So Adrian, even though we don't have a face communication on this board, our listeners are able to hear you. So that is a wonderful thing to know that we are still able to hear you despite the technical issues tonight. So Adrian, I would like for you to share a little bit about yourself and what is it that you do.
Okay, I am a small business coach. And what I do is I work with my clients to help them figure out what it is they need to do to get to their next level. A lot of times when we go into our businesses, we start to do something just because we're good at it, and we mm-hmm. don't understand that there are processes and things that we need to put into place if we really want to grow and maximize that thing that God has for us.
Okay, very good. So from what I'm hearing, you help individuals.
Did I lose you? Hello?
In place to help evolve and grow into the business that God has called them to have.
Yes, and I don't know if you can hear me through my phone.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Yes, that's exactly what we do. We go in and work with individual clients because everyone's challenge is not the same thing, and we help them identify what their real challenge is. For example, I had someone reach out to me who wanted to do some marketing because she wanted to go into another area of the city, and what she really needed was to get paid for the services she had already done. So we help you find the real challenge to your growth and help you move up from there.
Okay, awesome. I love that. That's strategic in itself to help individuals find that strategy and get them out of predicaments and situation in order to move forward. That's what it's all about. So just a little background knowledge for those who are listening tonight. How did you evolve into becoming the strategy lady?
Honestly, Faith, I think I've always been her. I've been the person that always, like, I think I mentioned to you before, if the Ten Commandments hadn't been numbered in the Bible, I would have numbered them. I've just always been able to see steps in everything that I do. And so I learned how to monetize that. I learned to look at something and say, hey, you know what? If you do this, this, and that, then that'll work better. So I was working with a media coach, and we had to come up with an alter ego. And so I just realized that the strategy lady was already in me.
Oh, wow. Alter ego. Did you always name her the strategy lady?
Once I created her, yes. I started out, I used to just be, you know, Adrienne Jenkins Hunt, but once we started kind of pulling the whole brand together, out pops the strategy lady, and that's who I've been.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, guys, if you're just tuning in, this is the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris radio show, and we are live tonight with the strategy lady herself, Adrienne Jenkins Hunt. She is the CEO and owner of Hunt Business Solutions, and she's here tonight to equip our leaders with strategies that can help you move forward in business and grow and expand and be the business that God called you and you envisioned yourself being. So if you just joined us, she kind of shared her background story of how she evolved into becoming the strategy lady. And it has been very clear, and Adrienne, I could relate to you being something that has always been in you, and you just had an opportunity to tap into it. And that's usually how it is when God calls us. It has been in us. It's been cultivated and it's been growing. And sometimes He has to send the right person in your life to help you tap into that. So for the listeners tonight, that's you, the strategy lady, I believe, and you're here tonight to help our listeners tap into that inner strength and tap into those giftings and tap into that entrepreneurial spirit that's already in them. So I'm super excited about that. So, Adrienne, share with us, as the owner of and CEO of Hunt Business Solutions, what's your vision and mission?
Okay, what we do is, and let me just say it this way, our vision is to provide a service so that entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people who want to be entrepreneurs can actually give birth to that thing that's in them so that they can positively impact their communities and their families. I mean, we like to take the person who's good at cooking ribs and help them go out of their kitchen and into a business.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you take them from hobbies, something that they probably have been spending some time cultivating and doing, and you take them into an actual money-making business.
Scaling up your side hustle.
Oh, say that one more time for me. I love that.
Scaling up your side hustle, because so many of us have those. You know, we just have things that we do good. I have a friend who bakes the best sweet potato pie there is, and so she monetized that.
Okay. I like that. Scaling up your side hustle. I absolutely love that phrase that you just used, scaling up your side hustle. Wonderful. So that's what Hunt's Business Solution is all about. It helps you scale up your side hustle. It helps you perfect it. It helps you to grow. Well, those are wonderful. That's a wonderful vision. That's a wonderful mission. What services do you provide in order to help accomplish that in the client's life? Can you share a little bit about your services?
Absolutely. Well, the very first level to working with us is we do start with a strategy chat, and that's our way of making sure that we're a good fit for you and you're a good fit for us. From there, we have our signature coaching program, which is called Your Funds is in the Fundamentals, and it's an 8-week program to help you build your business to where it is that you want it to be. We also do strategy sessions. Some entrepreneurs just have one thing that they need to work on, or maybe they need to set goals. So we would recommend a strategy session for that. If you've never written a business plan, you need the full coaching program.
Okay. So can you share with us, because the strategy session is actually something you are giving away and gifting to our listeners who are tuned in tonight. What exactly goes into a strategy session and how long is it? And can you just plug it for those who are listening? And what I'll do, Adrian, is I'll insert the link on my Facebook Live page as you're sharing, and I'll go ahead and put that out there. But can you tell us a little bit about what is to be expected in a strategy session and how long is it?
Okay, what we are offering tonight is we actually have, we'll give you a free 20-minute session, but prior to that session, you have to actually go in and do a little questionnaire for us that just helps us know what it is we can best do for you. So when we come to the phone call, we're ready to give you things. And I try to give you 2 to 3 things, kind of general, that you can do right now that's going to help you move your business or your personal life forward.
Okay, awesome. And, you know, I went onto your website and I saw the strategy session, asked you that one question. I think it was a question about where are you stuck or what's not working.
Exactly. And a lot of times where we think we're stuck, as I said before, is not the thing that's actually holding us back. And we go back to the fundamentals, because one of the things that concerned me was I see so much advertising for you can build a 6-figure business overnight, or even when you talk about branding, everyone's into the logos and colors, and we're missing something that's kind of basic and fundamental. And if we address that issue, then the business can begin to take off.
Okay. So from what I'm hearing, you strategically help people discover what the hook, the hiccup is, what the problem is, because you have to identify it in order to overcome it, in order to move forward from it, correct?
Exactly. And for entrepreneurs, we've tended to find that there are 3 areas where people tend to get stuck. One, you don't really understand what problem you're solving. So many of us go into business because that's what we love to do. But if you're not solving someone's problem, they're not going to give you their money. The second place is they don't know who their audience is. So you go into business and you feel like everybody, your cousin, mom and them, and everybody should want to buy your service, but it may not be for them. For example, my cousin does weaves. I have dreadlocks. I don't need her services. I love her.
Okay.
So you have to know who it is that you're trying to speak to. And then on top of that is just the marketing. We just, you know, we just feel like if we build it, it will come. They will come. And that's not necessarily true. We have to learn how to strategically get our message out there in a way that our clients can hear it so that they will go ahead and give up the dollars and support our business.
Okay, love it. I'm actually typing if our listeners are tuned in, whether you're online listening to our podcast, blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Laura Faith Harris, or you are joining us on Facebook Live. It's myself, Dr. Faith, and my special guest, the strategy lady, Adrian Jenkins-Hunt, and she just shared 3 areas that every entrepreneur needs to pay close attention to. And I just typed those 3 areas in my Facebook page. So go to Facebook.com and be sure to go to DRLFH, Facebook.com/DRLFH, to get those 3 areas that you want to pay very, very close attention to. Thank you so much. And you know what? You said something that was so important, Adrian. A lot of us business owners that are starters, that are starting up in business, we assume and believe that people like our family and closest friends should be the most interested clientele or consumers of our products, and usually that's really not the case. So spending time to target your audience and identify who you are, number three, you said marketing to, I could see how that could definitely be a strategy that increase, like you said, bring the dollars, and then also, you know, the satisfaction that this is no longer a hobby. Indeed, this is a money-making business, bona fide, verified business that I have here. So I think that is so true that you bring that to light, because a lot of us start out that way. And I have to admit, I started out that way. You know, I started my books, and I thought everybody was going to be excited to read them, and it was not the case until I started getting those rejection letters and realizing, hold on now, you know, not everybody is going to be a fan of my book. So I'm glad that you said that tonight. That's very important.
Situation. I mean, I was blessed. When I wrote my first book, I did a series of blogs. My dad went out. My dad had coffee with a bunch of people, and he made all his friends buy it. Okay, but after that, I had to get out there and hustle, and I had to sell all of those books. So, you know, you get the mix. You have some people that are going to absolutely love you, but what I try to stress with my clients is you have to earn every client you get.
True, very true. You have to earn them. They're not just going to fall from the sky. I agree. You have to earn your clients. You have to work hard and earn them. So, for the individual listening tonight, how could anyone in general, business owner, entrepreneur, a business professional, kind of position themselves to experience success in 2018, wherever they are? If they find themselves in one of those three areas you mentioned, if they're lacking in marketing strategies, if they have not yet identified their target audience, if they haven't sat down and written a business plan, like, how can they stop right now and prepare to get back on track to experience a successful 2018 year?
Well, you know, Faith, I'm so glad that you asked that question. I'm trying to come up, because what I wanted to do in this particular broadcast was be able to give your listeners three things they can do right now, okay? So first, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're working at your job, you need to learn how to niche naturally. You know, a lot of times people say niches bring riches, and basically that's just finding that area where you're really great and it comes easy, or it's something you're passionate about, and do that instead of trying to do what everyone is telling you to do. For example, you know, I happen to know that your book came out of an experience that you had. It was natural for you. I'm a natural strategist. Some people just cook. I had a client that made soap because she was so concerned for her child's skin. So you have to niche. It has to be natural. And even if you don't have a business, find that thing that you do really good at work and stand out, because then people are going to notice you, and that's where promotion comes. Okay? Number two, know who you're talking to. Okay? If you're an entrepreneur, that's knowing the demographics and the psychographics of your ideal client. In other words, that's knowing who your target market is. And can I tell you, your target market is not everyone between the ages of 18 and 65. That's too broad. But you have to know who you're talking to. I talk to my husband differently than I talk to my son, differently than I talk to my grandchildren. So you just have to know who you're talking to. If you're on a job, you know, you talk to your boss one way, you talk to your coworkers another way. I had to convince my granddaughter to wear long pants today. That was sales, okay? So, but you have to know who you're talking to. And then you have to put processes and systems in place. If you're an entrepreneur, if Oprah called you tomorrow, is your business ready? Can you handle the volume? Are you going to be able to ship those books out as fast as they need to go out because you made Oprah's favorite things list? Okay?
Oh, so we got it.
And I really think that's where we're lacking. a lot in our community. We have to have the processes. We have to have the systems in place, one, so that we don't end up just owning our job, and two, it gives us more of a level of professionalism, and people will begin to trust us more, and people buy from people they know, like, and trust. So niche naturally, know who you're talking to, and put processes and systems in place that are going to support your vision for your business.
I love it. And as you are sharing, I'm here, I'm typing this out. But you know what? You hit me really hard there, because I think about that often when I do business. I think about, if Oprah was to call me today, you know, would my business be ready for the volume of sales that I would receive? You know, you get on the Oprah. I mean, that Oprah Winfrey exposes you, that Oprah effect exposes you to millions, billions of audiences. So I think that's how all of us should think and have that success mindset, to always be ready, because you have to be ready for success. You can't just be talking about it, but you have to definitely be ready. And that's why I believe, Adrian, you're here tonight, because you talked about systems and processes, putting that in place. And I know that the everyday people are not familiar with how to put those systems and processes in place. And to a lot of people, that's kind of foreign. They may be wondering, what is a system? And, you know, what are the processes that Adrian is talking about tonight? So some people may want to tonight reach out for that strategy session. And, guys, if you're listening, I just posted the link to the strategy session. It's a 20-minute strategy session, and you could go online and fill out the calendar and book Adrian to talk with you, and she is bona fide, will help you identify and help you put those systems and processes in place. And what I like about your 20-minute chat, Adrian, is that your clients are going to walk away with something that they can apply to their current situation, correct?
Absolutely, because that is my number one pet peeve. Please don't, you know, get me to call you or something like that just for you to tell me that I need to buy your $1,000 program. All of us, you know, are not there where we can buy. So I try to give you minimum 2-3 things. And, yes, they'll be general things, but it's like, hey, mm-hmm. you know what? If you do this and this, you're going to start down the road to. And then if you want to do, you know, more in depth, we can talk about that. But if you can walk away with 2 or 3 things to say, hey, I need to look at this, I need to think about that, then I will feel like I've served my community.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And you kind of just said it a little bit, but for those listening tonight, can you share with us what fuels your passion to live triumphantly and to empower other people? What fuels the strategy, lady?
Helping other people. I get so excited when I see other people do well. You know, I don't have to spend a lot of time, you know, people talking about people pulling folks down and stuff. I love it when somebody, the light bulb goes off and they're like, I got it. Or if I tell someone to do something and then they call me back and they're like, oh, my God, that worked. That fuels me. And I believe that one by one, we can build stronger, healthier businesses, and so that we can first impact our families and leave legacy, but then we can also have an impact in our communities. And that way we're not sitting waiting for people to do things for us. We can do for ourselves, and I absolutely believe that.
I love that. I love that. Helping other people to do for themselves. I love it. Guys, if you are just wrapping it up with us, we have 60 seconds. That's what my radio prompter just shared with me. Just to recap, Adrian, number one, says to experience success, you have to definitely do what you do naturally, and you have to love it. Remember to target your audience, who you're trying to reach. That's so very important. And put those systems and processes in place. And if you are having a hard time with that and you truly need some coaching and some help, Adrian, how can they reach you?
You can reach me. My website is huntsbiz.com, Huntsbiz. I'm actually Huntsbiz across all social media platforms. You can hit me up on my Facebook page, inbox me. If you hashtag the strategy lady, you'll find me.
Love it. Hashtag the strategy lady. You will find her. Guys, we have come to the end of tonight's session. Thank you for hanging on in there with us, listeners and followers. Thank you, strategy lady Adrian Jenkins Hunt, for being on tonight's show. Thank you so much. And guys, until next time, I want you all in all things to be empowered to live triumphantly. I cannot wait to join you on January 31st, 2018 for our first session, because we are going to continue on with the empowerment in the Empowerment Studio. So until then, continue to be empowered to live the triumphant life. God bless.